Episode 1917, Take Out the Trash.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day and happy Good Friday. I pray you are having a few moments today to reflect on this incredible weekend, the celebration of Easter. I know things are a little abnormal, but you know what? Confessions of an Upset Mama, let's leave it on the table. It's time to take out the trash. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Why are we quick to hold on to what doesn't serve us? Just because you have more does not make it better. Take out the trash. Every week across the country, trash trucks come into neighborhoods and pick up the garbage, lots and lots and lots of garbage, all the trash that sits curbside. Everything that you didn't want or everything that you thought you had and you wanted, now you don't, can be taken away for a small fee. Sounds great. I did it just yesterday, taking out all the trash from my home that collected over the week and rolled it out to the curb. It's so refreshing getting rid of what you don't need and what doesn't serve you. Who really needs to keep used paper napkins, cans, milk jugs, plastic food wrappings, and all? Well, okay, maybe my grandma. Oh yeah, she would take a piece of tinfoil and use it over and over and over again. And I would ask her, Grandma, can I throw this away? Oh, no, 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 honey, don't throw that away. I can reuse it. And I'm like, but it's dirty. Oh, I'll wash it. And she'll take it to the sink and she'll wash it completely clean, dry it, fold it, put it in the drawer there for another use. She would do it over and over again. Now, I remember this happening when I was just a wee thing, all the way until my, oh yeah, we're not going to talk about how old I was. She washed it. She took care of it, but she put it back ready for another use. She never let it go to waste. Today, though, we are complete opposites. We consume and we trash, with the exception of our personal stuff, the garbage of what we keep from the past. This is all the junk that says, I'm not good enough. We've been conditioned from a very young age to take out the trash in the home and discard it because there's no use for it anymore. That's fantastic. You probably have your children groomed one or two or three of them, maybe all of them, and said, you're going to learn to take out the trash. And at a certain age, that's part of their chores. My kids, I don't know, they haven't gotten that. I'm still taking out the trash, but that's for another episode. But why do we hold on to these piles of memories and statements and judgments that resound and reek of, I'm not good enough? And what's sad is our children are holding on to these piles a lot more than we ever did. Have you ever made time to take out your trash? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take out your trash. And not only your trash, but you want to help your children take out their trash too. We can't keep living a life that is not productive in moving us forward in becoming our best selfie, the person God designed us to be. Your child has been created for more. You are created for more. Therefore, you and I need to take a hard look at the piles of CRAP that we've kept and get rid of what doesn't serve us. And then we need to help our children do the same. So how do you take out the trash? Oh yeah, let's do it. Number one, know where you are storing your trash. You got to know where it is in order to take it out. Are you keeping it bottled up inside, not speaking to anyone about it for fear of it being true? You must have a willing heart and a willing head in order to search deep in the dark places and find what doesn't serve you. Know where you are storing your trash. What is it? Is it the stuff from high school? And it seems to keep coming back in different forms and fashion in your life. You got to get rid of it. I mean, really? Do you need to really worry about what happened on the cheerleading squad? Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but you got to know where you're storing your trash. What is that trash? Does it come from the football team that you didn't make in college? Your college dream didn't happen? What is it? Know where you're storing it. And it's amazing to me that if we listen to our children too, they tell us secrets they don't even know they're telling us. Listen to their words. They're secretly telling you where they're storing their trash. A lot of it is not in their heart. It's deep within their soul. Why? Because it screams at them every single time they open up a social media feed. It comes yelling back at them. And it makes it what? Fresh. Even though it's not. But to them, they see it again and again and again and again. We've buried ours a lot deeper because we're older. But our children, they're dealing with this trash every single day. So know where you're storing your trash. Number two, you got to kick it to the curb. This is where you dump the memories, destroy the comments, and deplete the excess junk in your life. That may mean talking to someone about it. It might be writing a letter to whomever hurt you and then destroying it. You don't have to show them. Now, maybe you need to write an apology letter. It depends on what you're looking at. Maybe you feel like you're the one who has wronged someone and you're holding on to that. Yeah, that's trash. But it's something that you need to deal with, right? So you've got to look at it and say, what do I need to deal with right now? You've got to understand that it no longer serves you. What can you get rid of? Kick it to the curb. And look at our children. The ones that are faced every single day with comparison. Oh, it breaks my heart. They think they need to be a certain somebody in order to be loved and accepted. No. They need to know that they're loved as who they are right now. But we have this tendency to pass on our junk to our children. I know. I've done it to my five. I look and I'm like, oh man, you got that trait. I'm so sorry. And then I'm thinking, oh, but you got that one in place. So that's a good thing. But you got to help the bad thing. What is it? Know where you're storing your trash, then kick it to the curb. And finally, number three, replace it with truth. Speak and do what adds value to you. And the same goes for your child. Speak and do what adds value to your child. We cannot tell our children how marvelous they are enough. And we got to tell them every single day. They need to hear it over and over and over again. Why? Because where's their trash showing up every single day? You got it. Screen time. It may come in the form of a commercial. It may come in the form of gaming. It may come in the form of their social media feed, but it is coming back at them every single day. And that trash doesn't seem old. It's new. And it's hard for us, what, to get rid of the new. Even though it hurts us, yet it's still trash. How confusing a life that we live. We have to deal with our old stuff, yet with our children, they've got old stuff, but it seems new to them every day. They don't understand the destruction that's happening within themselves. They've got this dumpster full of trash that needs to be emptied. But for them, oh wait, it's just a new message. Not a big deal, but it adds up to piles and piles of trash. We don't want them to realize it like we've realized it now. that hold on to that stuff and keeping it isn't doing anybody good. Know where you are storing your trash, kick it to the curb, and replace it with truth. And that means you've got to replace it with love. What do you do to begin to see your treasures and not your trash? That's the ultimate question. Now, I'm all about garage sales, right? One person's trash is another person's treasure, but not when it comes to stuff that wounds the heart and spirit of who you are. You, my friend, are created for more. Your child is more than the trash collection in their heart. Did you hear that? Your child is more than their trash collection in their heart. You've got to be the one to help dump it all out. But you got to dump yours first in order to help them. Jesus already took the trash out for you. It's Good Friday. So why do you hold on to it so dearly? Leave it at the cross. So it's time to spring clean and get your heart ready for what God has in store for you, God's greatness. So the challenge for you this weekend, as you move into Easter weekend, search your heart and share with your children the gift of taking out the trash. Come on, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and God has miles of greatness yet in your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed Good Friday. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.